Mr. Honey has wandered wearily back to his house. And here, another surprise awaits him. Marjorie, the stewardess.
So, I thought I'd stay here with Elspeth because, well, we didn't think you'd be back here till tomorrow. She's asleep now.
Well, that's very kind of you, Miss Corder.
She's such a sober little thing, isn't she?
Was she worried about me?
Yes, so was I. Oh, did you see her presents?
Present?
Miss Teasdale brought them.
Miss Teasdale, is she here too?
No, but she brought her the loveliest things. Oh, and you should see the compact.
Well, what did she want to do a thing like that for?
I think you'd be surprised.
Well, everything that's happened, it's my own fault. I have no one to blame but myself.
You did think there'd be a crash, didn't you?
Yes, but what I should have done is to offer my hypothesis to Captain Samuelson in an orderly manner. Let him make his own decision. How's anybody going to take my work seriously if I go around doing things like that? They're saying I'm crazy. I don't blame them.
And if you had to do it again, you'd just let it go ahead and crash?
That's just the point. I probably would have done the same thing over again. I'm evidently quite a weak character, Miss Corder.
Well, I expect you know what you're doing. Well, I'll phone for a taxi and say goodbye, Mr. Honey.
Goodbye? I mean,
Well, I could come back in the morning. Would you mind?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't mind.
I'd like to. I'd like to be here to see how things turn out.
Yes. Yes, Miss Corder. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Miss Teasdale. Oh, come in, won't you? Oh, Mr. Honey's going to be so disappointed.
Gone, hmm? I suppose he couldn't wait to get to Farnsbury this morning to see his playthings again.
He was going to drop Elspeth off at school and then go on over there.
I'd like to hear about it. Any coffee left from breakfast?
Let's go in the kitchen. Oh, watch for the ironing board. I've been doing some pressing.
Yes, I see. Mr. Honey's pans.
Well, I had nothing else to do, and I... Well, it looks as though he wears one suit and goes to sleep in the other.
That's very domestic. You're full of surprises.
Here's your coffee. I hope you like it strong.
Thanks. Well, what's he going to do?
I just don't know.
Funny that a kid like you would bother to see so much in anybody like him.
It's not so funny, really. You get around being a stewardess.
Well, this will take some thinking, won't it? Only now I don't have time for it. I'm leaving tonight for California. The studio's caught up with me. They want to get going.
But what about all the things you talked about? Helping Mr. Honey to find an answer and everything.
I meant it. Don't think I didn't, and I still do. I kind of go for that, Mr. Honey. Maybe it would have been the best chance I'll ever have to be a lot of things I'd like to be. Only, I suppose, you can't do a thing like this just a little bit. Mixing into other people's lives, I mean. You can start something that maybe you can't finish. What got me was his being so anxious to save me for posterity. Well, I've decided to go back and give posterity another break. It won't hurt to wait a while and see how things work out. Oh, that box I brought, it's a dress for Elspeth. I saw it in a window and it just yelled to belong to her. Tell her I'll write, will you?
Can't you wait long enough to see
them? No, I don't think so. I might weaken. There's no use making anything of it. That's one thing you learn in my business. How to get off.
I wish you wouldn't go.
You're a nice kid, Marjorie. I have an idea you know what's going on. You might let me know. I'll get a price on the laboratory or two, just in case. Oh, about Elspeth.
Yes?
Keep on telling her how pretty and sweet she is, will you? It'll do her good.
I will, Monica.
Take care of yourself. And thanks for the coffee.